आप हैं SBS हिंदी के साथ।
दोस्तों, मेरे साथ इस वक्त डॉक्टर मयूर सुरेश हैं, जो ऑस्ट्रेलिया आए हैं एक बहुत ही विशेष टॉपिक पर रिसर्च करने के लिए। और इसमें सबसे दिलचस्प बात यह है कि UNSW के साथ रिसर्च करते हुए वो भारत के एक ऐसे मुद्दे के बारे में ऑस्ट्रेलिया को बता रहे हैं जिस पर भारत में भी बात बहुत कम होती है। मयूर सुरेश, आपका स्वागत है।
थैंक यू।
मयूर, सबसे पहले आप अपने बारे में बताइए, आप कौन हैं?
मैं एक्चुअली बेंगलोर से हूँ और मैं कॉलेज किया था नेशनल लॉ स्कूल में, 2004 में ग्रेजुएट किया था मैंने। उसके बाद मैं एक एनजीओ के साथ बेंगलोर में अल्टरनेटिव लॉ फर्म के नाम से काम कर रहा था। फिर मैंने दिल्ली में एक दोस्त के साथ प्रैक्टिस कर रहा था 2007 से 2012 तक। फिर उसके बाद मैंने लंदन चला गया और वहाँ पे मैंने PhD किया। मेरा PhD टॉपिक जो था वो आतंकवादी का जो कोर्ट केस है ना, उसके बारे में किया था। तो मेरा जो अंग्रेजी में कहते हैं एथनोग्राफी।
सो वर यू स्टडिंग इंडियन केसेस और यूरोपियन केसेस?
इंडियन केसेस, दिल्ली में जो केस चल रहा था। तो मैं उसके बारे में, एक्चुअली उसके बारे में किताब भी लिख रहा हूँ अभी। तो फिर मैं लंदन में अभी SOAS, स्कूल ऑफ ओरिएंटल एंड अफ्रीकन स्टडीज, वहाँ पे वकालत पढ़ाता हूँ। और फिर ये नया प्रोजेक्ट शुरू किया था मैंने, ये डायन प्रथा के बारे में।
ये डायन प्रथा क्या है, आप जरा हमारे सुनने वालों को समझाएंगे?
डायन प्रथा जो है बेसिकली इन कुछ प्रदेशों में, झारखंड, बिहार, आसाम, मध्य प्रदेश, छत्तीसगढ़, there's this thing of Dayan Pratha, that's witch hunting. So basically what happens is there's a belief in both rural and urban areas that certain people are witches. So the certain states have produced legislation that basically protects people from being accused of being witches. Basically, if someone accuses someone of being a witch, that person, that's also a crime to accuse someone of being a witch. Now, my study was mostly in Jharkhand, which has, according to official statistics, recorded the highest number of witchcraft-related deaths. That is, people believe that certain people are witches and they kill these people who they believe are witches. I can't remember off the top of my head, but there's, I think, something like in 2016, the 500 women were killed on the allegation that they were witches. My study is aimed at looking at these cases to see what are the motivations behind it and how this witch hunting practices actually happen and how they tried before the courts.
And how did you convince Australians that this is worth? So what's the connection you...
So basically UNSW has been a very generous host. They're reaching out to Indian institutions. I think they realize India is an important country to engage with. So they are reaching out to other institutions and other academics who work on India, just to talk about different things that are happening within the legal world in India. So they very generously given me time and space to be able to write up my preliminary research. I did 6 weeks of field work in Jharkhand, and I'm now just in the process of analyzing that data. And hopefully I can do more extensive field work in the future. So UNSW in Sydney has been very generous to me.
So you are still analyzing the data, but do you have some preliminary findings? What can you tell us about that?
How it happens, it's almost a three-part structure in any witch hunting case. So let's say one of the cases to you that I have is basically the village headman's son. He was a boy of like 11 or 12. He kept on climbing up an imli tree and kept on falling off, as you know, boys do. So in the village or in that society, there's no conception of accident or fate or just clumsiness, for example. So everything has a reason. So if someone is falling off a tree, it means that someone has done something. So the village headman basically goes to an ojha. Ojha is like a tantric or witch doctor, jo bhi hai. So he goes to the ojha and ojha says, "Acha, the reason why your son is falling off a tree, someone has put some, Dayan has put some black magic on this person, on your son. This is the reason why he's falling off the tree. So you need to do some ceremony to get rid of that black magic." So first the Ojha will do a ceremony. They'll say sacrifice they'll say sacrifice one chicken, then the something still happens. So then the Jocha will say, okay, sacrifice two chickens, maybe a bakri. Then obviously the son, something still happens, it doesn't do well in school. So the Ojha will say, okay, fine, this is something major. So you have to decide who the witch is. So the Ojha basically in this particular case told the village headman that, acha, if you go at the in one place in your village, there's a peepal tree. Near the peepal tree, the closest village, the closest hut is the hut of the Dayan. So in this particular case, it's a different case because it was husband and wife who are both accused of being witches. So they basically had to go in hiding. They left. They were threatened by the village headman. They said, "Stop your witchcraft." And they knew that basically that if they stayed in the village, they'd come to some physical harm. So they had to go into hiding. So they stayed in, I think, in the nearby forest for a good, like, I think, couple of weeks. Then they finally went to the police, and the police intervened and told the village headman to stop harassing this person, this couple. But it's basically like a lot of studies have indicated that has to do with property, that basically people want to take someone over, take over someone else's property. That's why they make this allegation of witchcraft. I don't think so. Because if you wanted to take over someone's property by allegation of witchcraft, there are easier ways of doing it. Rather than accusing someone of witchcraft, you can just evict them from the land, you can bully them, whatever. I think it's more to do with the kind of belief systems that they have, both in rural and urban India, of different beliefs of the supernatural, different beliefs of different forms of power. So that's, I think, what's probably behind these witchcraft allegations. And even if you talk to people in the villages, so it's not... They say, yes, it's andhavishwas, it's blind belief, but it's not as if urban people don't also have blind belief. They also believe in babus, they also believe in whatever, matas. So I think there's this idea of just belief that certain power exists that creates this idea of witches.
And how did your colleagues at UNSW react when you explained these things? Were they amazed that such things exist in 21st century India?
I think in India itself, people are amazed that certain things exist. But at the same time, whether in India or UNSW, everyone has a story about this. Because these witchcraft allegations aren't just limited to India. It happens around the world, in developed countries, underdeveloped countries. It's more widespread than I think people think. And I think that's what the surprising aspect is. The more you dig into it, the more you realize that people believe in certain things. And
well, thank you so much for sharing this invaluable story with us. And all the best for your research.
Thank you very much.
ऐसी ही और कहानियां सुनना चाहते हैं? Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify या फिर जहां आप podcast सुनते हैं वहां हम हैं।